Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Us, as like we like to say.
I turned the wrong one up. So here you've been talking. Yeah. You're whole open.
Nobody well, I'll just heard. Welcome everyone to Knockout Radio, another episode. Back together, you and I.
Well, not back together.
We are here together.
Not back together. But you know who is back together?
No.
I am getting the band back together.
What band?
One of the original guys.
Okay.
That I used to do stuff with.
Knockout Radio?
Well, it was even before Knockout Radio.
This what was it back, before?
Well, when it was Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Okay.
One of the regulars. Okay. And there was about five or six of that inner circle. You're not still not in the circle.
I'm in the Harris family circle.
You are not in the circle. But our next guest has been in the circle for a long, long time. Let's welcome back to the program. We just saw him not too long ago in Vegas. Your former UFC heavyweight champ, Tim Sylvia. Tim, what's up?
What's going on, man? Just broke for lunch, man. So I could talk to you and eat some tacos.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, he was one of my former co-hosts, but one of my favorite co-hosts. I definitely liked Joe a whole lot more than Knucklehead Matt. Joe wanted me to ask you, why do you use a nail gun and not hammer nails in when you do a roof?
Well, the nail gun's a lot faster.
That's what I thought. You'll be up there all night swinging a hammer, putting in, you know, a nail at a time.
Yeah, my five-man crews would do a 40-square roof in a day.
With the
gun. That's a complete tear off and everything, yeah.
How long would it take if you used a hammer?
A lot longer than a day. Probably 2 or 3 days.
Well, obviously, news broke, and what's typical in Knockout Radio, we get it after the news.
Come take a look at your roof.
You're coming to look at my roof?
I'm sorry. What's that, Randy? I'm sorry.
Oh, you're working. I thought you were coming to give me an estimate on the roof.
I'm eating, and then I saw a girl that she just posted on Facebook about that big hail damage. I'm like, you need to give me a holler. But she posted on big hail damage. I posted, commented on her post, then I just saw her.
I got you. So you're multitasking is what you're saying.
I'm multitasking, and she's an ex-girlfriend. She's a lawyer now.
Oh. I'm not touching
that.
I'm not saying nothing.
Good to have that in my pocket. See what I'm saying?
I'm not responding to that. I'm staying away from it. I don't want to get involved. But something that I do want to get involved in, so news broke last week that you are coming out of retirement and you're going to compete again.
I'm going to compete in Slap Fighting Championship, man. No, I can't do MMA, man. I'm too old for that. Knees won't let me train for that, but I can slap a mofo in the face, that's for sure.
How do we rig the coin flip so you get to go? You get to slap first.
Yeah, the coin flip. Whoever wins the coin flip wins. Slap first.
Are you? I know you've been to Vegas a great deal, and I know you're on the internet, so you can figure it out. What are the odds? Is it better to call heads or tails, or how do they decide who makes the call?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm guessing I probably will because I have the better. I wouldn't say record, but I have more, you know, kind of like a champion. When they walk out, they come out second, they come out last, you know? So I have more stature, maybe? Is that what you'd say? I don't know.
Okay. How do you train for something like this? I know that you've posted you're back in the gym, you're training. How do you train, and what are you training?
Well, you know, all these guys that I went to the event, none of them train. none of them work out. They're not professional athletes. I think that's where I have the advantage, not to mention I could hit high tech. But I'm just in the gym, and I'm just going heavy, man. I'm going heavy. I'm working a lot of traps, a lot of back, and make sure the neck's nice and strong. And I'm doing shoulders and stuff. That's where all the power comes from. You can't use your legs when you do slapping. You have to have your feet, you know, a little more than shoulder width apart so that you don't pivot on that front foot. If you pivot on that front foot, that's a foul. And if you get two fouls, you automatically lose your turn. If you hit with your palm, that's called clubbing. So that you lose a turn, that is a foul as well. So there's a little bit of strategy to it. So I'm, you know, I'm getting on the cable machine and I'm doing, you know, heavy slap motions with my right arm and stuff, and I make sure I'm staying on my heels so I don't pivot on that front foot.
All right, we're all very familiar, you know, with MMA, and I've been very critical about a lot of things in MMA, like grabbing a fence, you get a warning, grabbing a fence, you get a stern warning, grabbing a fence, you lose a point. So if you lose a turn, is it worth using the palm to lose your turn if you, you know, knock the guy out or, you know, injure him enough so that your next slam?
So here's the trick. If you do it on the first shot and you knock him out, you don't lose it. It's only a warning.
Right.
So that's what I plan on doing, man. I'm going to foul the hell out of him the first shot. If he can stand up, well, he's a man, and we'll go around.
And that's what I was getting at, and that's the whole thing, you know, that I've complained about MMA. Do it. Grab the fence, yeah. Like what happened in the Usman fight, that could have changed. He loses a point, and then he comes back and dominates the fight. So I guess it makes sense. How do you... And this is a serious question, even though it's going to sound kind of ridiculous.
Sure.
How do you train yourself not to flinch?
You can't train for that. I mean, that's obvious. But, I'm an alpha male, man. And I got no problem biting down in the mouth. Like, you know, when I used to fight, I'm like, okay, like cabbage is the perfect example. You bite down the mouthpiece, you tighten up that neck, and you're like, okay, it's go time. You're going to stand in that phone booth, and you're both going to throw until somebody falls down. So I think I have that mentality where, you know, I'm just going to bite down the mouthpiece, make sure my neck's nice and tight with my shrug, say, give me your best shot, son. Let's see what happens.
All right, we're going to continue talking about, you know, the event, but I need to tell this story. I know I've told it before, and I know Tim's well aware of it, but this is one of the funniest things that I've ever seen or ever been involved in. And I don't know if I've told you the story, Matt. So Tim wins his belt back in Anaheim.
Okay.
We both have a very good friend, Brad Penny, pitches for the Dodgers. We set it all up. We're going to go to the game, blah, 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 blah. So we're sitting in Brad Penny's seats, which is like row 3, top notch, unlimited food, this, that, the other. So
well, unlimited food, but now it's us.
Well, yeah. At the time, we didn't know yet. You're right. At the time, we didn't know. So, the late, great Ryan Bennett is with us. It's Tim, it's Ryan Bennett, and myself, and we're starving. So the usher walks down the aisle and is, anybody wants some food? And we're like, yeah. So he hands us a menu, and I'm sure if we didn't know yet, I'm like, yeah, I'm not paying these prices.
Exactly.
So then it's like, no, order what you want. So we ordered 412 hot dogs, 612 burgers, 2 sodas. The guy brings the food, and there's these 2 young guys sitting in front of us. You know where I'm going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So these 2 young guys, you know, late 20s, whatever, and we're just shoveling burgers and hot dogs, and they kept turning around and, like, snickering. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with you? The heavyweight champ of the world is sitting here, and finally he looks at him, and he goes, what's going on? What's wrong? And these 2 kids go, is this your first time here? Kind of like, you know, my thing at the car dealership, is this your first day?
Right.
And we're like, well, why? And they're like, because you're eating the crap. The good stuff's underneath the, you know, the awning. You know, that's where the shrimp and the filet mignon, and we're eating burgers and hot dogs, and they bring back trays of shrimp and filet mignon. It was kind of funny. We still went back there and killed that, though, too.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So how did this whole thing come down? Who reached out to you? Did you reach out to them?
I seen it on the internet, and I was watching, you know, clips on Instagram, Reels, whatever. And I just commented. I said, man, I'd love to try this someday. And literally once I did that, I immediately got an instant message. Hey, you know, Tim, this is JT. I'm a huge fan. We've actually met a few times, and I promoted MMA, and I'd love to have you come to one of my events. I'd pay you to come down if you'd be a cornerman for these guys and check it out, see what you think. I'm like, absolutely, where? He's like, Branson, Missouri. I'm like, cool, I'll drive. It's only 7 hours. So I went, like, the next event they had, it was, like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks away. And I didn't know Coleman ended up being there with me. And it was funny, you know, just, you know, Mark Coleman, you know, gone sober and stuff. And
right.
He's always a hoot to hang around anyway. So we had a really good time doing it. And there was a guy that wouldn't one of the super heavyweights pulled out, and I'm like, I'll do it. And that opponent wouldn't do it with me. He's like, I'm not doing that with you, bro. No. So JD's like, are you really serious about doing this? I said, I'd like to try it. I mean, just try it. I mean, what's the worst that happened? I get knocked out, no big deal. You know, he's like, well, if you want to try it, I'll put you on an event. And so he did, and it's kind of blown up, man. You're getting a hold of me, and I got all kinds of other interviews, requests, and podcasts and all that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, and again, I know it sounds silly, but a serious question. When I watched the other organization, you know, everybody does the three, you know, the two attempts, yep. and then the third is when yep. you slap. What's the advantage to go in three, or is there any advantages to one or two?
The three is just make sure you get it lined up. Now, so, like I said, you can't strike with the actual palm. It's called a club. So if you look at your hand, you open up your hand, you see where your thumb is. There's an imaginary line right there. You draw a line across there, and you can only hit with above the thumb and fingers up. So, you know, they're doing that 1-2 to line it up, make sure they don't strike with a palm or whatever and get a foul.
Nothing wrong with a foul.
Well, if you get two of them, it is, because you lose a turn.
So,
and if, say, you get rocked in that first one, then automatically he does the next one 5 seconds later. Two, you know, if you're rocked already, he just whacks you again. You're out cold, man.
Right.
So Tim, a lot of the guys I see are, you know, short and wide, and, you know.
And Tim's not. Exactly. Is that what you're saying?
Tim's 6'8", right? So is there an advantage or disadvantage from the angle in which you're hitting? Because you're going to be hitting.
Are you swinging down?
Are you swinging down, or are you swinging just across?
I'm going to be swinging across.
But still, no, I mean, unless they're your height, it's not going to be equal.
Right. They're going to be in trouble. They're going to have to swing up at me. And I'm not leaning forward, son. I mean, it's not my fault you're short. I'm standing up straight and tall.
Great.
So how are you gonna hit my chin? You know? I'm not leaning over that barrel for you to hit me. Like I said, get a step stool, whatever you gotta do, but that's on you, brother.
You mentioned that you were corner and Mark Coleman cornered. What does a corner man do in this?
They're called catchers. Because if somebody gets knocked out, you catch them.
Wow.
Is this back to the old days with sponsorship and all that kind of stuff as well?
Well, you see, the thing is, surprisingly, these matches get like a million downloads. I mean, it's crazy how popular it is. And it's going to be on pay-per-view. So I worked out a pretty good deal with these guys. You know, I'm not too concerned about getting paid up front. I'm more concerned about the downloads and the pay-per-views and the ticket sales, because it's going to be in Oklahoma, my first match. And I'm really, really good friends with all the Street Outlaw 405 guys. They're all coming. I got other Street Outlaws coming from New Orleans and from Florida and stuff. So it's going to be a big event. I have a lot of people showing up.
Well, I'm certainly not an outlaw, but I can call Brad, and Brad and I will come out.
You won't.
We can go.
What's this we?
But Branson, Missouri is awesome.
I know. I've always wanted to go
it's
there.
It's a great town.
But listen to me. This one ain't in Branson, Missouri. It's in Oklahoma, OKC. And Branson, Missouri is awesome, especially in the summertime.
It is. It's pretty amazing place.
But again, I'm being serious. Sponsorship-wise, I mean, are you wearing their logoed stuff? Can you
have
get
to wear their, you have to wear their shirt. But okay. I can wear a logo hat. I'm trying to work on that now with a local dealership where I might wear a hat and I might be getting a truck, like a 3-year deal with a truck, because this is going to be my first match. I'm probably going to do at least 3 or 4 slaps, as long as I don't get knocked out the first time. I mean, I'm pretty optimistic that I won't, but there's a chance I do, and if I do, then I'm done.
Well, and especially since this is your first time. I mean,
right.
You know, we all think we know, but you don't know until
exactly.
you actually go out there
but
and do
it. I'm really banking on the fact that I'm a professional fighter. I did it for 16 years. I know how to take a hit. I'm training. I've lost 35 pounds. I mean, I think, you know, this is just something I need to get back in shape. Between the two things that kind of motivated me, just to get back in shape in general, one was Mark Coleman. I mean, he's really inspired me. The fact that he's gone sober and he's lost like 45 pounds,
yep.
just getting in shape, eating better, just moving. And that's the thing, not sitting on your butt and watching TV, moving. I get up in the morning, I go to the gym. We just got hammered with some big hail here in the Quad Cities here in Iowa. So we're pretty busy right now. We're going to be pretty busy for the next few months, but I'll probably be going to the gym, you know, at night and stuff. But, you know, I can get in the gym and do something 45 minutes. And I'm throwing weight around, and I just do cardio for 20 minutes. I'm done, man. You know, if you don't screw around, you mess around, I'm going to have a lifting partner. you can be in and out of the gym in 45 minutes.
Right. So you know, honestly, and I mean this, and I was involved with Mark as well, you know, helping him and talking to him. We've been friends, obviously, a long, long time as well. You're already winning. You know, dropping 35 pounds to do this is already winning in my eyes.
Exactly. I feel better. People see me, and they're like, dude, what's going on? You look really good. Like, you're walking better. I'm like, yeah, I lost 35 pounds. Like, get a little bit of a spring in my step.
And this is a joke, but I wasn't joking when I told my wife, and, you know, we were talking about you, and I said, well, when Tim and his crew do a roof, if Tim is up there, you know, examining it and making sure that it's all right, and he's walking around, the roof's okay.
Exactly. I always tell my customers, I'm like, hey, I'm doing a decking inspection as well, just by walking on it. They'll get a kick out of that. So
exactly. Well, I know you got some other stuff coming on up here in the next couple minutes. I want to thank you for coming on. Let's stay in touch because I do want to try to put something.
I'm going to see you in 2 weeks. You're coming to the event, April 22nd in Oklahoma City. We'll see, that's the end of our conversation. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
I'll talk to you before. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care, Tim Sylvia. Thank everybody, we go way back.
I see a sponsorship deal there, like between like a hammer company and like Mark Coleman and the roofing, and like he could use that as training, like the Mr. Miyagi. Didn't you see all your boys over in Orlando this week?
Well, no, we didn't. We'll talk about that. There's a lot of things still to talk about. We'll talk about old time Tim Sims. I got to bring Wes Sims.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Matter of fact, Wes Sims should have been the opponent. Maybe we'll set that up for the next one. Because Mark would corner, obviously, Wes. That's his boy.
That's crazy.
Wes is my guy, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell the Wes Sims, Tim Sylvia story as well, again, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25-plus obstacles and over a 3.1-mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at ruggedmaniac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, one free beer, of legal age, of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com before it sells out. Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, LaDainian Thomason.
Old school.
So I'm working with his trainer, Todd Durkin, out of San Diego. We're in business together. He's my partner.
Well, San Diego, obviously, that's Sean Merriman.
Yeah. Oh, I got to connect him. I've got the future of fitness in my hands.
Of course you do. Lot of things to get to.
What do you
I want to talk about the NCAA women's game.
Okay.
The finals.
Yeah.
We're going to save that for the next segment because any minute now, any moment now, we'll be headed down to Miami as we do each and every Fight Week Wednesday. The UFC is kind enough to set up some interviews. So
excited about the UFC coming to Florida.
Great card.
Great card. And it's in Miami. How cool is that? Well, I mean, I'm tired of the Apex. I mean, like, it's like every...
Well, first, you haven't been to one at the Apex, so I don't know about you being tired of
it. No, I've been to the Apex, and I like the big crowds. I like live audiences. You know, I like the big stadiums.
Big stadiums. I'm going to a big stadium next week.
Oh, yeah? And where's the stadium located?
This is in Colombia, South America.
Oh.
Big stadium.
What? Like a soccer stadium?
It is a soccer stadium.
Oh, it's got to be massive.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. KISS, Deep Purple.
What city is it in?
Bogota.
Is that the capital?
It is.
Yes. Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Quick trip in and out.
Okay.
So hopefully you won't see us on the Smuggler Show. I think it's on A&E or one of those.
Harvested or like?
Well, I think it's something about smuggling. I tried smuggling. I got caught smuggling.
Oh, I was talking about the where they kidnap you and then they harvest your organs and then they sell them on the black market.
That could be. That could happen too.
Okay.
Well, and hopefully if that happens to me, I hope it's after I enjoy the concert.
Okay. Or the buffet.
I ain't doing any buffets. I'm not.
You got to eat the chimichurri.
I was told the enchiladas.
Steak. The enchiladas.
I was told the enchiladas down there are top notch.
So if you had to give one of your body parts away, like if you were kidnapped and they had to harvest it, which one had the most value? What part of your body you take the most care of?
What I take the most care of?
Like, because you don't drink, so you don't smoke, so your lungs are probably pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't
think... Your liver's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Kidneys are processing a lot of food.
Yeah, it is doing that.
A little overworked.
Yeah. I would give up whatever I can afford to give up. Like, you know, you can't give up your heart.
Yeah, you only got one of
right.
those.
Right. So,
like a kidney would be a good choice, probably.
I would be, you know.
Your gallbladder, you don't really need. Like, they take those out.
Yeah. Well, a little nervous about it. The trip's a little nervous.
Are you really?
A little. Not much, but a little. But, you know, I'm going to be careful. I mean, I've already had guns pointed at me in Rio.
It's true.
You know, so come on.
Yeah, well, in Florida, you're about to have everybody's going to have a gun. You know, didn't they pass a law yesterday?
We're going to talk about some of the DeSantis things and, you know, a death penalty that finally got approved after whatever. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But the next superstar, if he's not already, he probably already is a superstar, is on the phone with us right now as we get ready for this weekend's massive card. Let's welcome to the program. And I practiced this so much. And I'm still going to screw it up.
Do it.
Let's welcome Adrian Yanez.
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all doing good?
How are you doing, Adrian?
Great.
Was I at least close?
Yeah. Yanez, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I studied it real, real hard. before we get started, I noticed you're part of a very, very special club that you're probably not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
The club includes my good friend Max Payne Griffin, Felicia Spencer, the comedian Howie Mandel, the Hall of Famer Mariano Rivera, the quarterback Russell Wilson, everybody's favorite WWE superstar Dana Brooke, and myself. And that club is, and welcome to it, it's the November 29th birthday club.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? I started correlating too because you said Max Payne Griffin and then you said Felicia Spencer. I was like, oh, you know one thing I have in common with those guys? Those people was like, it's the same birthday. Yeah, so hey, hell yeah.
Yep. So I'm going to say welcome because I'm much older than you. But, you know, it's always cool when I see that. I always reach out to Max, you know, every birthday and we touch base. So expect phone calls or text messages moving forward.
Hell yeah, I'm with it.
Start of fight week. I know it's only the beginning of it. What's fight week like for you? How do you get through it? Do you try not to think about Saturday or do you try to like Apollo Creed it with Rob Font's photo on your mirror?
You know, I wish I could say I did that, but I don't. I just go day by day, you know, thinking about what I'm going to eat and what I can't eat. And pretty much I just look at photos of really good food knowing that on Sunday, this I get to have all this stuff.
Explain that to me, because all the fighters tell me that you know, fight week, you're cutting weight, and this is my joke, but it's true. I always say this, my next weight cut will be my cremation. So count on that. How do you guys watch it? Like, it would drive me crazy to watch the Food Network knowing I can't eat for two more days.
Honestly, it's just the it turns into like you know, it also kind of explains why we're fighters. We love pain. Yeah. So knowing that we can't eat, it probably brings some type of emotional trauma to us, and we're just like, you know what? This isn't close to the fight. This is close to the fight I'm gonna be able to get because I'm fighting to make weight. So, you know, it turns into a whole thing. But yeah, no, it sucks. It sucks. But you know, knowing that there's an end date and you get to go out there and eat afterwards is, you know, again, like a big reason why Patty the Batty ends up getting so fat and overweight after his fights. You know, because he's probably doing the same thing we're all doing, just looking at the food, just like, oh, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that. Luckily for me, it only lasts like a day or two, and after that, I can go back to eating normal.
The difference, though, between you and Patty is you're going to wait until the restaurants open on Sunday morning, I would assume, and Patty's chowing down in the interview room.
Oh, yeah. I've waited. The only thing that I really want directly after the fight is a Dr. Pepper. That's the only thing I sit back and wait on. I think my last fight, I had them going all around searching for a Dr. Pepper. And it was like, and I'm in Texas. I'm in Austin, Texas. And wait, we can't get a Dr. Pepper over here? I was like, man. So they searched all around. They found me a cold one. And I was like, God, this is beautiful.
I will personally bring some Dr. Pepper into the media room so that you will have them when you come in after the fight on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, man. That would be absolute blessing. I would appreciate that so much, man.
So, Aiden, I'm looking at your Instagram. I see you were on the floor at the Rockets game this past week. We had some controversy in the NCAA women's tournament between trash-talking and fighting. Is there anything that's off-limits? Is there anything that's not allowed in trash-talking?
Man, I really don't want, like, family being brought into it. You know, at least keep it between the two. Like, in fighting, keep it between the two fighters. I don't like reaching out and, like I wouldn't want somebody talking about my son, because then that causes other problems that it's not going to be inside the cage. It spills outside. So, you know, whatever happens in the cage between me and a fighter, you know, stays within that cage. You know, even nothing says it better than that last fight I had in Austin. You know, like, me and that guy had very bad blood with each other. You know, it stayed in the cage, and we just kept it between each other. You know, we didn't trash each other's family or anything like that. So, respect in that sense. But anyway, just still, I don't like that guy. But either way, like, I feel like training partners is a touchy subject depending on what the situation is. But, like, family for sure. Don't touch the family.
Well, and I normally say there is no line. Because, like, if I don't like you and you don't like me, why would I care if you don't like me even more?
Oh,
but
yeah,
but you have to be careful of the consequences as well. You know, words have, you know, I can't remember the word that goes with it. It's the circumstances, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, anytime somebody says something that you feel is out of line, you got to be able to deal with those consequences 100%. So, like, for me, those consequences are very, very high. If you start considering, like, family and all that stuff, that's whenever we start having, like, bigger problems. But because I'm like, man, like, my son, my girl didn't, they don't need any of that. My mom doesn't need any of that and all that stuff. So, like, it would be,
they didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, for me, it's like, yeah, keep it between us. If you step outside that line, for me, then it turns into something else.
Before I ask you about your opponent, Rob Font, obviously this fight, this card is in Miami. Great food down there. So I know you're going to have the Dr. Pepper. I'm going to make sure of that Saturday. Have you already got plans on where you want to go, what you want to eat in such a great food city as Miami?
Yeah, there's actually a Cuban spot right outside the hotel that we're at. You know, I'm not going to say the name of it, but I said my training partners and my cornermen, they went to go test it out before I went, so before I go on Sunday. So, for me, I'm really excited about it because it looks really, really good. So,
here's what I'm going to recommend to you. I'm the king of this. So, text me the name. I'll make the phone call. I'll get the sponsorship set where you guys can eat for free for the rest of the week you're there.
Oh, shit. Sorry for cutting. Oh, shoot. Oh, my bad. My bad. I'm sorry, guys. I was like, man, that'd be pretty awesome. Thank you.
I could definitely do that. So give me your thoughts on your opponent. Big name, big talent, and Rob Font. A lot of eyes always on Rob. Give me your thoughts on him.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal fighter, and he's also one of those guys that I looked up to coming into the UFC. You know, he made his UFC debut whenever I was making my professional debut in MMA. So, yeah, I have a lot of immense respect for him. He's a tough fighter, and he's that guy that's just not gonna stop. You know, so I really can't wait to step across the cage for him because it's gonna be a big challenge, a big test, and I can't wait for it because, man, he's been a part of the game for so long. He's stayed at that level for so long, and I just can't wait. I just can't wait to test myself.
Not that you need a really great dance partner to win a performance since you've now done it 5 straight fights, but this definitely sets that up. He is that type of guy that can bring it so that you can, you know, add that another number from 5 to 6 straight performances.
Oh, 100%. They had the fans in mind whenever they were booking this fight. So they 100% knew what they were doing, as like the UFC does.
Do you think about that? Obviously, you think about it before the fight, but, you know, once you're in the back and you're making the walkout, I mean, do you have to try to block that out that, hey, I've done it 5 straight times, all I got to go, you know, or do you try to block that out and just, you know, concentrate on, you know, the task at hand?
Oh, yeah, I block it out. I block it out because I know what I have in front of me. If I'm not focused, then, you know, it's me waking up to the doctor with the lights in my eyes and all that stuff. So, like, I don't want to do that. So, for me, I'm 100% focused on the task at hand. So, all the other stuff that's on from the outside really doesn't bother me. I'm able to compartmentalize and throw that out.
I am, Adrian, I am a very big believer in never forgetting. You know, whether it's, you know, my grandson was stillborn and I would talk to about him as much as I can because I never want to forget. And I want you to talk about Saul for a minute because I don't want people to either forget or people that don't know about him. You know, so I want to give you an opportunity just to talk about Saul. I know you were pretty tight with him.
Yeah, Saul became my head coach in MMA in 2012, the year I graduated high school. I had another gym that I was going at, but we had a falling out, and then I ran into Saul, and that was the first first. That was the first gym we went to. First gym we went to, we saw him. Me and my dad, and my brother, walked into the gym on a Saturday. We knew that we weren't going to leave, and Saul from then on would, you know, he was a very stoic. Didn't really show any emotions unless he was getting angry with people, but. At the same time, you know, every little small encouraging word that he would give you meant a lot more. And with that being said, you know, every once in a while he would be telling me, he's like, hey, you just keep grinding, man. You're the diamond in the rough. And for the longest time, I didn't know what he meant by that. But yeah, you know, everything that he's done for me is really paying off right now. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in the position I am today. He did so much for me, you know, especially after my father had passed, you know, he pretty much took a bigger role in my life and was like pretty much like a role model, a mentor for me, you know, and guided me right. And he made sure that I stayed in the gym, made sure I kept following my dreams and pursuing what I needed to, especially after everything that happened with my father. So that, and man, it was really hard losing them, but I knew that he would want me to keep on going and following whatever dreams. If I didn't want to fight, you know, he'd be like, hey, man, go chase what you want to do in life. You know, go do it. You know, same. He had the same message as my father. So, like, it was, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, it was kind of weird because, like, man, him and my dad had both had the same type of mentality. And I guess that's why it worked so well.
Connected. Yeah, that's why I connected. Good stuff. Well, obviously, I wanted you to talk about him. I go way back with Saul, back when he was with Tito and Rico and all those guys. What can the fans expect Saturday night when this fight of the night, performance of the night goes off on the main card? What can they expect?
Man, they could expect an absolute war. It's going to be an absolute war, and I'm excited. I'm excited to go to war. Like, that's the craziest thing to hear is I'm excited to go to war. I really am excited because he's going to bring a side of me that I never had to dig into, and I know I'm going to bring out a side of him that he has to bring back from way back in wars and all that stuff. So, like, for me, I'm excited. I'm really, really excited, and I can't wait. I can't wait to put on a performance. I can't wait to go out there and show out in front of the Miami fans. I can't wait. And I'm getting excited all over again. I'm getting jittery. I want to go for a run now.
And I can't wait for you to enjoy those Dr. Peppers after the fight. Adrian, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us, and I'll see you in Miami on Saturday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I have a good one.
You as well. Adrian is going to, Adrian Yanez, it is going to be the fight of the night. I mean, how can it not be? Seriously.
This kid's a star.
He's a star. And Rob Font is from the cartel in Boston. Hopefully the cartel in Colombia will leave me alone.
Yeah.
But Rob is from the cartel in Boston. So good stuff. Nice young man.
Great guy.
And he is part of the future.
Well, I looked up research on Instagram, and now I am following him. So he has a new follower. And after our next break, I'll share with you who's following me now as of last night.
Okay. Personally, I don't care.
Oh, you do.
And the fans don't care.
He's a legend.
Whatever.
He is a UFC legend.
You don't want to tell me.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Well, because if you tell me, I'll have him unfollow you.
No. He has you blocked, I believe.
I don't think so.
I think you're still blocked.
And first of all, if it's who you think it is, first of all, I'm not blocked. And second, he's not a legend.
Oh, he's a legend.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. I want to talk about the NCAA controversy. And even more controversy has come out since then.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is really big controversy.
Oh, I love it.
I like it, too, because I'll let you know when we return.
I love controversy.
This is awesome. This
Almost
is,
as much as I love war.
I don't like war. You're such an idiot. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Big John McCarthy from the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament the Pizza, located on 47th Avenue Northeast inside the St. Pete Racquet Club. I believe today's special is a black and blue burger.
Oh, sounds good.
I already had one.
Yeah, you said it was good.
I may have two or a second one, you know, in the second hour. All right, so do you want to tell me who's following you so that I can get it fixed? Or do you want to hear about the new controversy?
What do you want to hear about? Because I'm still waiting on my gift. I have some epic gift I'm going to receive today.
You do have a gift coming.
Sweet.
Yep.
But I'll share my story first, I guess.
Well, no. We'll do me, because nobody really cares about you and your story.
All right. Do your story, then.
Okay. So the controversy continues.
Okay.
NCAA, we already know about it. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
So Caitlin did the John Cena.
Right. You can't see me.
And she also did, and people are blowing this up too, that she didn't go out and cover someone who was shooting a three.
Okay.
It would just be like if you and I were playing, I wouldn't come out and cover you either.
Right. You couldn't cover me.
Because you're not going to sink the three.
Oh, I'm all day. I'm Indiana, yeah. Baby.
Right.
Like Bobby Knight came into my high school.
So, again, it's not about you. So Caitlin has since come out and said there is no controversy.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, she's stuck up for it. I don't think there should be controversy, first and foremost. Some people have gotten violent on this.
Really?
Violent.
Violent.
So Keith Olbermann, know who that is?
Yep.
Has been very vocal on how trashy, how awful, well, Shaquille O'Neal responded and told him to F off.
Okay.
I mean, it's getting bad. Anybody who knows me should know where I stand on this. It's either all bad or it's all okay.
Sure.
Now, I will say this much. Again, it's all bad or it's all okay. But there is slightly a difference. Slightly.
Okay. And that is?
Angel Reese chased Caitlin down to continue to do it.
Okay.
All right. Again, it's either both okay and it shouldn't matter. But I would be okay if somebody said, well, she chased her down, the game was over, blah, 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 blah. But just to say because she did John Cena, and John Cena should sue them both for infringement.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that's his deal.
He can be a real heel and sue all of them.
The real heel is Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know, Brock Lesnar turned.
He what?
He turned.
Oh, he did.
So Sunday night, WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes, whatever his name is, Roman Reigns, they get involved. You know, all these fans, well, he's cheating. No, he's reading the script. The script was set that way, all right? So then Cody came out on Monday and demanded a rematch and whatever, whatever. Well, you know, now one of the other cousins is like the bodyguard. And so Cody goes, you know, you and whatever his name is against me and my partner. And so they talk. And, my favorite guy is Paul Heyman now.
Yeah.
And I told you why.
Well, he's talking trash about Conor McGregor now.
I don't care about that. What he did, I saw a reel when he was doing a Q&A and somebody started screaming, my boy, Chris Benoit, my boy.
Ooh.
And Heyman turned and started to ask him, why would you yell that? Why would you this, that, the other? And he goes, three people died that night. Two people had no say in it. One is the one who did it.
Right.
He goes, so if Chris Benoit is your boy, F you. Only he didn't say F. Love the guy.
Wow.
And I've met him. I met him when Brock and them were in the UFC. It was so awesome how he did that. So anyway, so Heyman comes back and he goes, all right, there's a stipulation. Whoever comes out and partners with you can never wrestle for the title. Again, keep in mind, it's all scripted. I know all that.
Of course.
So all of a sudden, Brock's music comes off because Brock already can't wrestle him. It was part of a stipulation from...
Right.
So he comes out there like, oh my God, it's Brock Lesnar. And then before it even started, Brock turned.
Wow.
And beat the crap out of Cody. So that's really the only thing, you know, the storyline, they were building Cody Rhodes up so much. And then for him to lose, again, with outside help, blah, blah, blah. The script should get a little interesting now that it's being sold. Vince is still in charge. You know, Vince is back.
Right. And I saw that Conor McGregor, that Paul Heyman was talking about how Conor stole his double strap belt,
right,
like look, and that he was talking trash. And now that Endeavor owns both companies.
Well, Endeavor owns 51%.
But the new merger, right. Endeavor is now overseeing the UFC and the WWE. Conor's got to be coming to the WWE.
This is just my opinion. I don't think they're going to have him come in and out.
You don't think so?
I don't. Now, Bobby Lashley did that. You know, he was wrestling and he was fighting in Strikeforce or whatever. I don't foresee that. I truly don't.
Conor will be the greatest wrestler of all time.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Idiot. I was going to say something.
The biggest draw, the biggest fan base, the biggest heel, the biggest, like, everything.
I'm not arguing any of that. You just said the greatest wrestler.
He's got the athleticism.
Zero.
He could absolutely be a wrestler.
Well, again, it's not fair for me to say zero because we don't know.
Right.
All right, we don't know. But in my opinion, the greatest wrestler is AJ Styles.
Okay. Like technical form.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, and I was going to say he's phenomenal, but that is his nickname, the phenomenal.
Right.
you know, if you want to say that Conor's going to rule the mic,
for sure.
He may not be the greatest of all time, but he'll be top 10. I mean, The Rock will always be up there. Flair will always be up there.
Sure. Stone Cold.
Yeah. You know, Hogan's not even great on the mic. I mean, he's good. Oh, by the way, condolences to Butch.
That's awful.
Right? It was Butch,
yeah.
Right?
Now Butch,
the,
yeah.
Right? From the Bushwhackers, passed away.
Yeah. That was tough. That's tough. I know Luke's going through it. I joined his live last night and watched the tribute and stuff.
You know,
condolences
people,
to all the family.
For sure. And people don't realize, and again, it's their job. It's scripted. We get that. But it's their job. You know, Luke and Butch traveled together for 50 years.
50 years. Kind of like us. Like
Hall and Oates. Travel. I know. It's Scott Hall and I can't think of his name.
Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash. Hall and Oates. Once I said Hall and Oates, that was in
my
mind.
Yeah, you're thinking about music.
They traveled together forever. And Hall is still... not Hall. Nash. Nash is still struggling.
Sure.
Because he spent more time with Scott Hall than he did his own family.
Well, I think anybody in business, we all do. I mean, even as a small restaurant owner, I spend more time with my staff than I do at home with my family.
Yeah, but that's because your family doesn't want you at home.
They don't. But the point is, like, you build those relationships with people who are not biologically connected to you. Like, so yeah, of course, those relationships are meaningful, and you have those, that kind of career.
Sags and who's the other one?
Knobs.
And Knobs.
Yeah.
And I know Brian more than I know Jerry. You know, they travel together. They've been together. They've been, you know, like those two were with Terry the whole time, but they didn't travel together. Knobs and Sags traveled together.
Yeah.
And Terry, you know, took the Learjet with Ric Flair, styling and profiling. So I don't know where I went off on that tangent, but.
No,
all right. So I was talking about the controversy with Caitlin and Reese. So what Angel Reese said was, A, Jill Biden asked if she could come in and address the team before the game.
Okay.
And they said no.
Okay.
They did not want her in.
Okay.
And Angel said on a podcast, it's because Dementia Man picked LSU to lose.
Oh.
And
your favorites.
Didn't. Yeah. It was. Well, yeah, that's the problem.
You can't be a president and have sides, right? I mean, that's what made Obama so great, is he was like neutral.
But no.
he was kind of, he could talk the talk and make it look, everybody thought he was on their side, right?
But
where Dementia Man, he can't.
But the thing is, it's not it. Like Dementia Man said, I don't like LSU or I don't like Florida or whatever. He just did his picks. That's the problem. And I remember Kenny Florian used to give me crap back in the day because I didn't want to do picks.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, you need to do it. And then when he became this in this side, he understands, because could you imagine, and I never would do this, ever. Even if I thought Eve Edwards would lose, I would never pick against Eve Edwards.
Right, because of your relationship.
Right. You know, so who needs and who has the thick skin? So they were mad at that. Then Jill Biden invited both teams to the White House. And Angel Reese went off.
Because you don't invite the loser to the White House. Only the winners get to go.
Well, first of all, I don't think either should go, personally.
Ask Michael Pittman if he should go to the White House after you win a championship. That's where Bush pulled up his sleeves and showed the gun show off.
No.
Because gun control is a thing now.
That's not true.
That's the White House that started right there with Michael Pittman Sr.
That's not what happened.
Oh.
But don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Michael Bivens started gun control in America.
But not at the White House.
It was at the White House.
It was not at the White
Where
House.
Where was he at with George Bush?
He was at One Buck Place.
Oh, Bush came here?
Yes. Oh, I've told the story.
That's a big deal.
I've told the story how I wanted to take a couple steps towards the president to see how many steps I'd get before I get shot.
But usually the president has everybody come to the White House and be like, hey, you won, but you come to me. Well, that's big for the president to come to us.
This wasn't Super Bowl-wise. He was just in town. He came over. But thanks for ruining the story. So they're making it. Some people are making it. And Angel Reese kind of implied, in my opinion, a black-white thing.
Uh-huh. That's what I've seen on the internet.
And I don't think it was. I don't think it was. I've never thought it was. But good. Let the Bidens take some crap for this.
Now, I'm not picking a side because I don't do picks like you. But have you seen the Family Guy where Peter Griffin has
I've never seen both of them doing the
Cena. And then it has like a colored chart and it starts with like white all the way to black. And then like it's like trying to match up the skin tone to see if it's like offensive or if it was like competitive nature and like just like intensity and passion.
It doesn't even matter if it's whatever you just said.
But
trash talk is fine.
But that's the world we live in. Like right now, like the country's on edge and like any little thing like that can be brought into it, like college sports and races. I mean, it's a big deal.
That's why I believe, and again, I'm just some knucklehead that makes up stuff as I go along. I believe everything I say. It may not be true. I don't think that was racially motivated, the Joe Biden inviting both teams.
I don't think so either.
They both said, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, that only the winner goes to the White House.
I think that's the way it should be.
I don't think either should go.
No, I think the winner should
Why?
Go. The tradition.
Why?
Tradition.
I want my president doing something constructive.
He's sniffing the flowers and the athletes. He's right smelling all the hair of both teams.
Oh, my God.
but like, no, I think in the game of play, in the there is no line in trash talk.
There
like
is
we
none.
Talk.
There is none.
So what they go all in. It's in the competitive nature of the game at the highest level for all the marbles. I don't think there's anything wrong with it the way it went down.
I think anybody who had a problem with one and not the other is a moron. And I even said that I didn't like that she chased her down. But still, trash talking is trash talking.
And it's in the game of play. It's in the arena. It's in the competitive nature of the sport.
The one person that I do respect who did trash talk was the guy who chased down to fight Michael Pittman at a softball game.
He only knew who he was because he had his name on his jersey.
Yeah, that's true. Ain't that the truth? That was priceless in Clearwater. So Ron DeSantis signed a death warrant. Okay, here's my problem with the death warrant.
Okay.
The guy's been on death row since 1986.
Really? That's a long time.
And I saw this somewhere.
Shouldn't that be like the Hall of Fame? There's an expiration date. Like if you're not in by 5 years, you got to go.
I think that's ridiculous. I think if this is me, death sentence, Times Square, they put you to death.
Wow. That's barbaric and like historical.
Why is it barbaric?
Traditional.
Why is it barbaric?
That's what the way society used to be back in the day.
Somebody posted this, and I know this that people would do this, this portion. So this guy has been on death row since 86, 96, 06, 16, 37, 38, 34 years. Yet there's homeless that can't find food. Why don't they go commit a robbery and go to jail?
A lot of them do.
So that's what I'm saying. A lot do.
A lot do. Because one,
just for that reason.
The risk if they get caught is better than the situation they're in.
Absolutely.
They go and get Medicare. They get health. They get medication. They get teeth, dental work done. There are a lot of crimes that have occurred because of situation.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
For sure.
In this case, I'm saying it, I believe it. If you're found guilty, whatever. I know that you can appeal and all right, but it shouldn't be that long.
But it looks like Ron DeSantis has taken a forward step in gun control because now you don't have to have a permit to carry concealed starting January or July 1st. So maybe people will just start taking the law in their own hands. I don't know.
And I told you the problem with the concealed license, right?
No.
Former military?
No.
Any former military automatically gets a concealed license. Now, you have to apply and do it, but you don't have to do the test. You don't have to go through the class.
Okay, makes sense.
You don't. Why does it make sense?
Because you've been certified. You've already been authorized to protect our nation at the highest level. Why would you have to go get a background check?
It's not the background check. And yes, everybody should have a background check. And I'm sure that you still had the background check when I got my license. Everybody should know how to use a gun.
Well, so everybody should learn how to be a professional radio show host and mute their phone during a broadcast.
Thought it was.
But speaking of authorizations,
all right. So, but look who it was that texted.
But Twitter, oh, 99?
Yeah, 99.
Mr. Sapp.
That's who that was. So, so if I'm going to look unprofessional,
I guess that's a good reason to interrupt the show.
It's so we, yeah,
get him back on the phone. Call him, put him on the next segment.
Well, we'll see. Well, we have an interview coming.
But speaking of authorizations, Twitter is now offering blue check marks for $14.99 a month. Everybody can now be authentication. What do they call it?
Authentication?
Authorized.
Authenticated.
Authenticated. There you go.
Zero interest. I wouldn't do it if it was a dollar. I wouldn't do it if it was, I wouldn't pay for it, period. So, all right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Stap Zone, and the guy who just texted me.
And the guy with the new blue check mark.
This guy, you would pay for it. We'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
And a happy Wednesday, Tantalk listeners. Here's